We were walking back from the river, very satisfied with ourselves. We had caught 3 trout and dinner looked as if it was going to be great. Grandpa had his fishing rod over his shoulder and I was holding the fishing box and bucket with the trout. We had seen dogs in the area, so when we set up camp, we had been careful to move away from their territory. "Don't trespass," Grandpa said. But these were looking for trouble. They found us walking back and started to follow, tagging us with low growls. Grandpa looked back at them. "It's all right, Sam." I saw from the periphery of my eye their snarls, the black undersides of their lips, their yellow fangs, their butcher tongues. "Walk next to me," Grandpa said quietly, "not too fast." I wanted to run. I knew they'd get me if I ran, but that was what I wanted to do. I started to walk faster. They did too. Then they began to gain on us, worrying the bush, snarling, spitting out growls. I walked faster. They moved more quickly. I could smell their saliva. Suddenly, Grandpa clenched my arm, forcing me to stop. I could hardly breathe. He turned around. I turned around after him. Snarling drool dripped like blood. They were going to rip out our throats for sure. I was cold, frozen, breathing razor blades. I looked at Grandpa. We had nothing to fight with. He stared into their eyes and they stared back, still edging forward. Then Grandpa started. I'd never heard him swear like that before. But he swore then with angry, frightening obscenities, spitting out bloody bastards, crap dogs, bloody animals. I couldn't move. The ferals stopped edging towards us, unsure of whom this ferocious grandpa was in his checked flannel shirt. He took out his flimsy fishing rod, whipping it at the dogs. Then he charged them. My grandpa, with his white hair and heavy rimmed glasses. They stopped snarling, unsure. Then they turned, running like cowards into the scrub. I learned something that day.